Good afternoon and welcome to the second segment on RBN, Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. I'm proud to be with you here on RBN. It's an honor, and I hope it's well worth your time. We work really hard. I give thanks to producers who help me to put out information that we, with all our heart, seek for truth. And I thank people like Dr. Corsi, who spent the last hour with us, truly honored. And I'm honored again today on this hour. We have two ideas going to go forward on this hour. We're going to invite Dr. True Ott to come on with a message for you in regard to the potential pandemic that everybody is gearing up for. Hundreds of thousands are being sent to different schools to prepare for an activity coming up this fall. And we also will have Frosty Wooldridge on and enjoy the latest of his essays. So we have Dr. Ott for the first part here, and reminding you, Dr. Ott, that we go to break quite fast and then we have a nice segment. So good afternoon and welcome.
Well, good afternoon to you again, Barbara Jean, and thank you for grasping and seeing with vision the importance of this message. It has to be really hammered home as much as possible each and every day. Today, in a quick summary, the newest headlines are from the Associated Press. Washington, D.C. has released a standard poll. The poll says parents actually are in favor or like the school swine flu influenza shots. That's the headline. It's been my experience that so much of the time Washington, D.C. doesn't really poll people to see what they think. They have polls that are predestined to come to a certain conclusion, and then they can put that poll out and say, look, Americans, if you don't lockstep with the majority, you're abnormal and you're a little bit out in left field. And that's how they basically use propaganda to fulfill their agenda. My heavens, this is they're following all the steps of this thing to get people just to be lulled to sleep. Folks, like I said yesterday on the hour with Barbara Jean, understand this is not the typical traditional influenza shot. No, far from it. So don't be lulled to sleep by these reports of polling that people are, if people are for this truthfully, it's just that they just don't know. They have no idea what's going into this flu shot, okay? Go ahead.
The poor people are frightened. They're very concerned about their young children. They are told by those that have the money to set up this operation in different schools. I was astonished about the number of dollars that are being placed in different schools here in Salt Lake City in preparation. Everybody right. likes a little bit of money, you know, to do something. And then if you're convinced it's a valuable undertaking and you've got money to do it, you're gung-ho, right?
Yeah, it says the poll shows 56% of Americans aren't worried that they or their family will catch swine flu. So the majority says, so what? We're not worried about it. The complacency, the report says, doesn't surprise flu experts. We'll come back in after the break and share the rest of this with you and more information.
Call your friends and neighbors. Say, hey, listen in.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The music makes me smile and wiggle my feet. I hope it does the same for you. I also remember life before April, when I wasn't concerned as much about the flu. There are dates in a timeline that are almost unbelievable, that if anyone is half awake when you're reading the timeline, you say, oh my, there's a plan here. There is an agenda. We are now facing August. Dr. Ott, what would America do if they did what they should do?
Is clearly to get everybody to clamor and line up like dutiful sheep, roll up their sleeves, and get a vaccine. That is the agenda. We can speculate all we want and give reasons why that agenda is in place and what could possibly be in store for that. But let's just go back to what we do know and can absolutely say with certainty right now at this point today. According to the Associated Press article, which is absolutely right, the paragraph says, while swine flu still is spreading around the country, which is strange, oh yes, since most influenza viruses can't hack summer's heat and humidity, how true is that? It has killed relatively few, around 300, of the more than a million Americans estimated to have been sickened. Let's put this into perspective. 1 million Americans believed, maybe more, to have become sick with the swine flu. 300 have died. Do the math. That's 0.0003%. 0.03 of 1%. Very, very low morbidity and mortality rate, okay? And indeed, the experts at the CDC that I have personally talked with are saying, well, this isn't nearly as bad as we thought it would be. It's very, very benign and mild. You get a little sore throat, achy joints, and a fever, and a week later you're okay. Maybe a little bit of congestion in the lungs.
Dr. Ott, I would just like to interrupt here because as we talked yesterday, Frosty Wooldridge was scheduled for this hour. And so we now know that he's online. And so we're going to bring him on and I'm going to introduce Frosty Wooldridge, a very great hero of mine, to Dr. True Ott, also a hero of mine. Frosty is an author, an essayist, a runner, a rider, a bicyclist, a cyclist, and an American concerned about the illegal immigration impact on the United States. And Dr. Ott is helping us understand the flu pandemic. So Dr. Ott, with some urgent news that has just come to him within the last two or three days, is going to share that impact. And Frosty, you're on, and I say hi. How are you?
Well, thank you, Barbara Jean, and a pleasure to be on with Dr. Ott.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that focus, and then we're going to go to your extraordinary essays or whatever else you'd like to talk about. You have a couple that I'm just enjoying so much, dated July 23rd and July 27th on News with Views. So there, ladies and gentlemen, a great combination. Here we go. So, Dr. Ott, what was the earth-shaking news that you feel the American public and beyond need to know?
Well, I just wanted to emphasize that this is at least the first wave is really not nearly as high a mortality as what the experts thought it was going to be. So the best thing I'm just advocating right now is let it run its course. Let it go the way of the dodo like it did before. The models show that second, third waves, which will be coming, surely they'll be coming, may increase the morbidity and mortality up to about 3 to 4% max. Well, you know, it's unfortunate that anybody dies from this. Don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, 100,000 deaths is much better than literally hundreds of millions of deaths that will come from this vaccine. Let me explain why. On Friday, I received a copy of Novartis Pharmaceutical Company's granted patent on the vaccine, and my blood ran cold, my jaw dropped off the floor, and after I regained my senses, I realized that everything I had believed before this, my worst suspicions were absolutely verified and realized. Number one, the patent explains that the vaccine is designed specifically around a, quote, reverse-engineered virus that was created in a laboratory, basically. And then the whole paragraph goes on to explain how it was created and the specific structures of that and why this invention, this new vaccine, is needed to counteract this. Who in the world in the patent office is letting this go without blowing a whistle to law enforcement? That's one question I have. The second thing is, okay, it was applied for in 2005, in November 4th of 2005. Put the math together. You gave me some great information just today that President Bush just happened to list a novel H1N1 swine/novel flu into the list of disease states that would justify quarantine under a martial law state. Right.
April 1, 2005, Executive Order 13295.
Very good. There's premeditation, folks. They know that this was on the horizon. Now, if you understand how specific or specialized vaccines are made, you realize that it takes a lot of time to retool and to get the basic raw materials provided for it. You just don't go and have an outbreak in April, and by October have a viable working vaccine. It takes 4, 5, even 6 years sometimes. So here's this patent applied for in 2005, finally granted February 2009, and lo and behold, 3 months later we have the outbreak. And scientists at CDC that have analyzed this gene clade of this virus are amazed that, guess what? It's a recombinant virus that has can only come from a, quote, reverse-engineered biolab factory. Namely, Fort Detrick is one of the few places in the world that can reverse-engineer this. And so we have Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger there doing the work in 1997 to 2003, finishing up the gene structures and reverse-engineering this pathogen, and then going to work after Fort Detrick, after he does his work creating this thing, goes to work for the NIH, which is, I found, is basically funded by Big Pharma, specifically Novartis, and he does nothing but working now on vaccine patent applications. So these 300 people that are dead, thank you, Dr. Taubenberger, I charge you publicly with creating and being accessory to, at the very least, mass murder.
Let me give out that number. I guess this is the February 19th, 2009, granted patent, and I have a number here. It's US 200900473 5381. I'll repeat it one more time. The patent for Novartis, US 200900473 5381. And the patent is for a split, that's SPLIT, split influenza vaccine with adjuvants. There you go. You can check
that
out.
In simple terms, split influenza just means it's recombination. It has more than one face. It has equal parts H5N1 bird flu. It has equal parts H1N1, and it's combined and recombined with H3N2. And that's exactly what the CDC has said it is. So here's this patent that just happens to be exactly for this novel so-called swine flu. It's just funny they're calling it swine flu because it just should have, could have easily been bird flu. It's got just as much H5N1 bird flu mixed into it as swine flu. I'm telling you, Barbara Jean, this is absolute smoking gun for the worst assault on the world population. We're talking 300 American deaths, but you know, worldwide, there's many, many more. As we speak in the UK, they're estimating about 1,200 deaths now with absolute more and more people being diagnosed with a worst case. It's basically becoming more and more deadly as it goes on. Now, even if it reaches 3 to 4% mortality, that makes it a very, very nasty, dangerous bug. But if you really read the patent closely, you find that it also entails the vaccine attenuated live viruses mixed with squalene. And in a layman's explanation, folks, squalene is a very toxic oil, a synthetic oil produced from crude oil that is used to basically cause an immune reaction in the body, making your body's immune system go into hyperdrive. It's well documented now, and the proof is there that this is exactly what was shot into about 100,000 U.S. troops during Gulf War I as an experiment. To see what their immune system would respond with a certain level of squalene in the anthrax vaccine they were given. Experimentally, they know this. The proof is there. Our Gary Matsumoto's book, Vaccine A, documents it all very, very well. It's in the record. It's known. So the only explanation to put squalene into these flu shots with attenuated viruses is, to me, they have to be doing this with full knowledge that they're going to wreak havoc and cause 100 times more death and destruction than this virus will ever do.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll give you time.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
On the 4th of July, I would like to emphasize, Dr. Ott and to Frosty, that before the weekend, you didn't have the patent in your hands. Is that correct, Dr. Ott?
That's correct.
And so this is affirmation and confirmation in writing that is absolutely chilling in the fact that it corroborates all of your gravest concerns.
Well, more than that, I submit it's prima facie evidence of a conspiracy for mass murder, and it's very serious because it can't, you know, we're just facing a second and third wave where even more deaths will occur. We can stop it now without this killer vaccine coming, but I'm here to tell you and warn as strong as I can, when you start putting live viruses in the shot needle and hitting it with squalene, you're shooting death into people's veins. It's that graphic. The immune response that comes with a typical vaccine is a dead antigen. It's a dead cell, with genetic markings that the human cells that are living can start immune responses too. And in that sense, vaccines can be helpful. So I'm not anti-vaccine per se, but what I am against is what appears to be a genocidal agenda to kill millions of people, and if nothing else, to to set the stage for fear and panic like we've never seen in this country and the imposition of martial law.
I just want to turn the mic to Frosty in case he might have a comment or a question for you. And then we do have a caller. So Frosty, I know this is a little different than you had anticipated, but just for a moment, why don't you, if you have a comment or question for Dr. Ott?
Well, certainly Dr. Ott has the greater handle on the disease and the disease vectors that we're facing here. Disease is going to be one of the biggest ramifications of in the world in the 21st century because third world countries are not able to deal with it. Since they are third world, there are very few medical situations for them to rely on, and also you have tremendous waterborne diseases, certainly around the planet right now. Tuberculosis takes out, I think last year was about 1.8 million, and so what you're seeing is this explosion of disease in areas that are with a lack clean water, lack personal hygiene, lack if you want to call it cultural hygiene. That allows the bird flus to expand, and so many people don't realize is that, like in Asia and South America and all these agrarian societies, the citizens live with their chickens. They live and work with their goats. They live and work with their animals at all times, and so they're very much vulnerable to all of these kinds of diseases. Bird flu right on down the line. I remember when I was in China. I got some kind of a fungus that was quite the experience for me. One of my appreciations for all of this is that the more we import, and we import about 2 to 2.5 million immigrants into this country every year, we're importing their cultures. We're importing their personal hygiene habits, which are nil, and their collective cultural hygiene habits, which are nil. And so what we're doing to ourselves is creating these enclaves of third world cultures and third world habits. And so we're going to see more and more disease outbreaks. We're going to see more and more, of course, the head lice that's already taking over California. You're seeing tapeworms. And one of the things about people who are in a cultural type of paradigm, they don't know what's happening to them. They simply suffer the situation. At some point, from my perspective, and I'm a former cardiac cath tech, and I was United States Army 2nd Lieutenant Medical Service Corps officer, I know enough, not as much as Dr. Ott does, but I know enough that what we're facing is a cultural paradigm of diseases that will really be unmanageable at some point in time. As I said, and I've said in my latest book, out of the next 100 million Americans added to this country in the next 26 years by 2035, 70 million will be third world immigrants. And because of that, you're going to see a cultural shift. You'll see a paradigm shift. You'll certainly see a paradigm shift of personal hygiene and collective hygiene is going to degrade, I think, quite quickly. And then you're going to see these different hepatitis, A, B, C. You're going to see different kinds of other diseases really take off. You're already seeing in this country HIV is, I think in Washington, D.C. per capita, there was more HIV just last year, last fall, than there was in Africa. So you can see that this thing is not anything to fool with. So, unfortunately, we're all going to become victims and or survivors of this thing, and I'm not sure how far to go. I would ask Dr. Ott, I think, besides the H1N1, doesn't flu kill something like 36,000 people just
about
regular
40.
Flu last
uh-huh.
year? Was it 40? Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, flu it takes out a whole bunch of people every year. So when you start compounding it, and then you compound it with, again, these cultures, and then you compound it with the sheer numbers and compaction and people in classes and so forth, we've got ourselves quite a challenge.
Well, thank you. A lot of good information. When we come back, we'll take Mike in Minnesota, and then we'll let Dr. Ott go. And I think he has a surprise for you because I think you can get some of his work on a national website. So we'll come back shortly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Well, welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. A lot of ideas flying around, and they are the facts that we're talking about and well presented. So we appreciate you listening out there, and we have Mike in Minnesota. You're on with these gentlemen, so please give us your comment or question.
Thanks for taking my call. And my question is this. The flu is an airborne virus. You cough and other people get it, right?
Yes, that's what we're told.
Okay. Well, you line up all the little kiddies at school and they all get a shot. They come home two, three days later, they're warm, they're achy, they start coughing. The whole damn family gets it. And if they've been working on this for years, I don't know how true this is, and I pray it's not. But we're looking at the possibility of a dollar collapse sometime towards the end of this year. And if that happens, and I believe they've seen this coming a long way down the pike, you're going to have crime in this country of unimaginable proportions. And is this a way to just bump off the population so they don't have to deal with the crime?
Because if they give the people these shots
with live vaccines, my God.
You're right. You're onto something, and that's very astute of you. Let me just say in my paper.
I don't mean to
paper,
sound like a conspiracy nut or nothing, but
yeah, you see, there's a lot of information out there with the CDC that they're Without the vaccine, they're saying that 200,000 people will die this fall. Now, they're wrapping up some economic factors with that, okay? They're saying that 40% of the population will come down with this swine flu and 200,000 will die. And they're putting that into economic numbers of sick days, of literally hundreds of billions of dollars lost from our economy, which equates to a downturn that would make the recession go deeper into maybe a depression. This is what they're projecting, all right? Now, if that is factual, then a bank holiday it'll be an excuse too, as I see it, to do as you say, shut down the banking system and revalue the dollar. It's all they're going to make maximum use out of it. But your initial point is absolutely correct. If you get a shot of an antigen, a dead virus, you won't spread it. You won't get sick typically. But an attenuated or what's called a live cell is a whole different animal. And yes, indeed, shoot these little ones up with this attenuated virus, and they for 72 hours they are basically typhoid Marys. They'll come into their family. They will spread it all to those and their family lines in 72 hours. And it's been shown that attenuated viruses in that type of a spread, especially if hit with an adjuvant, a booster, like squalene, it becomes dozens and dozens of times more potentially dangerous and deadly as an immune system whacker. Okay? So
you have a gift for the listening audience, Dr. Ott. And by that, I mean the fact that your work in the discovery of the patent, the information on the patent, and other very valuable information is available. Why don't you give the website out where they can find that this very day to enlarge their understanding of this critical issue that we are exposing?
Well, we formed a new website. It's called PandemicFluOnline.com, and we want that to be the clearinghouse of all of this, hopefully completely objective information. Again, that's PandemicFluOnline.com. Also, another well-known radio host, Jeff Wren, I sent this to him over the weekend. He personally called me after reviewing it. I mean, he really did a thorough job. Jeff is, in my opinion, very, very thorough. He cross-referenced it and verified, and he said, I'm going to post this in a, quote, prominent place on my website. So if you go to rents.com, you can also see this paper. It's called Shocking New Evidence That the Swine Flu Was Manufactured and Is Manufactured. And this whole I call it an exercise, is designed with specific socioengineering goals in mind worldwide. Absolutely dangerous things here.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ott. We'll talk
I'm
again.
Sorry to take up your time.
I think the urgency of the hour explains the altering of our schedule.
Frosty, thank you for bearing with us.
I have a question.
Oh, my pleasure. No problem. Absolutely.
Okay. The urgency of the hour just keeps coming up inside my mind, and I just want to, as you close down and go on to other mini activities, and I wish you well, good health and rest all at the same breath, but you concur with the urgency. Is that not correct?
Well, you know, it's a soul thing for me, Barbara June. I've met you personally, and you've met me. I had some experiences in 87, and I don't want to get into personal and things, but you know what? I thoroughly believe in justice and that there's a just God in the universe. And he wakes certain people up to these things, as he did me. Back in 1987, I was given a glimpse of this thing happening. And I'm just so... And on one hand, I'm amazed that it verifies what I saw in kind of a near-death experience. And the other thing is, I'm just so depressed and disheartened that there is such evil in this world to see this want to come to fruition. And what I would just basically would like to leave with you is what I was shown, and Jesus Christ tells people this in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 24, where he reiterates Daniel, the prophet's vision, where he saw what he called the abomination of desolation. And he said, when you see this coming, he's talking to the people that he calls the elect, when you see this abomination coming, he says, stand in a holy place. And that's meaning get yourself right spiritually with the creator of this universe, because it's coming. You have got a warning voice here. You've got just a few months. You've seen this abomination coming. I'm here to tell you, this is the abomination. Okay, why? Daniel says, he says, woe to the women that are with child in these days. And that's exactly what's coming out of the CDC. This virus is attacking pregnant women for some reason more violently than any other group. In fact, for the first time ever, the World Health Organization is saying, advising pregnant women to come to the front of the line for flu shots.
It's July 2009, and this is the world in which we live. Thank you, Dr. Ott.
Again,
appreciate
you,
your effort.
And my apologies there, Frosty. You got some information too.
We'll get Frosty on here. He's a strong American. He's in good health, aren't you, Frosty?
Okay,
thus far.
Thank
you, Dr. Ott.
Goodbye.
Okay, we'll let Dr. Ott go to his many tasks and thank him for the energy. I do not believe he has slept since he came across, and of course this has been out there, but a copy of the patent in his hands. Mike in Minnesota, any other comment? And our time is just going away so fast.
We want to blame the bankers and the government for losing.
I guess you're cut. Okay, Josh in Kentucky, you're on with Frosty Wooldridge.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'm going to make this really quick. I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener. You said, the Dr. Ott said something about them putting squalene in the shots. I'm a Gulf War vet, and I got all the shots, and I took all the pills and stuff. And I was wondering if there's a website or somewhere I could get some information so I could get this stuff out of my body.
He said pandemicfluonline.com, and he did refer earlier to the squalene, and it talks about an oil-based adjuvant, and an adjuvant makes the activity of the shot work better, as I understand it. All oil adjuvants injected into rats, talking about squalene, found toxic. They developed MS-like disease that left them crippled, dragging, paralyzed, hindquarters across their cages. That's another report earlier that I was looking for squalene, but I know that it indicates in some of the literature that I have read that the Gulf War syndrome was directly connected to the anthrax shots that included squalene.
Okay, is there a website out there specifically for like just Gulf War stuff though?
I'm sure there is. Maybe Frosty knows of something like that. Off the top right now, I don't.
Okay.
But I can look up one for you and maybe announce that. But go to rents.com, scroll down, and you'll get this complete article about the new evidence using the patent that vaccine maker presented in order to get the patent. And remember, there is no liability this round, like as in 1976. All the homework has been done. Executive orders have taken the lead, and also no liability anywhere. Model State Health Emergency Acts across the nation. Everything is in place. Frosty, let's just take a big, deep breath, and I hope you're having a great summer.
Well, thank you. I certainly am, Barbara Jean, and sorry to be 5 minutes late today. We've had a lightning strike here in the mountains, and my phones have been out, and they just came on about 5 minutes after your show. So I called in, and thankfully we got connected, but you had an outstanding interview with Dr. Ott, and very, very much important. Also, I'd like to announce to all the listeners out there, I will be on the Jeff Rintz Show tonight at 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That would be 9 p.m. Pacific Time, and, of course, wherever you are in your neck of the woods. And, as always, continue to talk about the fact that the United States is on course to add 100 million people by 2035, which is 26 years from now. And if you think we've got problems now, you just wait till we add another 100 million people. So I hope that we are beginning to turn the tide. I'm seeing tremendous change. The fact that Nancy Pelosi and Reid did not get that universal health care passed, and I can tell you if they did and if they still do, the tragedy will be that there's going to be 100 million more people to try to service it. And there's no way to pay for them because out of the 100 million, 70 million will be third world immigrants that will simply not pitch in their amount of money to fund this thing, and it will collapse around all of our ears. I had a great interview with a Marilyn Hemphill just this last Monday, and she talked about the fact that there's no way to fund it, and you can't fund the numbers and you can't fund the infrastructure. So anyway, tonight with Jeff Rentz should be interesting for all who want to.
Well, that's really good. So to the listeners out there, you know how to get online and go to Rentz.com, R-E-N-S-E. That's exciting that you're going to be on tonight. I hope I can listen in. You also are on some other times, aren't you? Don't you have a regular place that you're on a Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday nights I'm on the microeffect.com. So it's themicroeffect.com. And that program is, again, called Connecting the Dots. And this Wednesday night, which is tomorrow night, I will have Rob Leitz of the Steady State Economics. And steadystate.org is the website, steadystate.org, Rob Leitz, L-E-I-T-Z. He and Dr. Brian Check head up the new paradigm that we must create in this country, and that is to become a steady state economics rather than an economics that keeps expanding and GNP keeps growing and then more and more destruction of the environment and more population addition so that in the final analysis the civilization simply collapses. You can read the book that he wrote that I have reviewed. It's called Fueling Coal into a Runaway Train. Fueling Coal into a Runaway Train or Throwing Coal into a Runaway Train. And by Dr. Brian Check, C-Z-E-C-H, and it's just outstanding.
Well, you know, you have been so valiant on the issue of, I'll just call it, the willing destruction of this nation, because it does make one pause if we are a nation that is so indifferent to our culture and who we are and survival, that we allow open borders, which are allowed and contemplated by a Congress and leadership. Let's keep them open. Let's keep them coming. They have no consideration for the issues that you speak of and the lasting quality of life. So here we're supposed to trust them with our health care.
That's the great irony. I think it was Ronnie Reagan who said the worst words that you could ever, the worst sentence that you could ever hear is, "I'm the government. I'm here to help you."
So it is well that there is a little bit of a concern. Now, in some of your latest writings, you go after Pelosi and Mr. Reid. They are in powerful positions. They could turn this whole thing around if they chose to do so. But I thought it was interesting. You reminded me that they are very powerful people, along with the president. And they have ignored a segment of our society, your latest writing on what this illegal immigration and runaway immigration entry into this country means for the black segment of our society. It's very pernicious to their work, their responses, and their capability. Do you want to just hit a little bit on that idea of where we're going with for that community?
Well, I certainly can, and I'm doing a series, and it'll probably be between 3 and 4 parts to that series, and you can get it at newswithviews.com, certainly rents.com, americanchronicle.com, and freedomsphoenix.com. And the key here is that black America is just being thrown under the bus. In fact, I'd say it's being thrown under the steamroller. And of course, black children are in the deepest poverty, up 50%. I mean, that's how great it is. We've got 13 million children in this country who are living below the poverty level, 13 million. And I don't know, I haven't, I'm still researching the parts 2, 3, and 4 on this thing, but what you see is what I talked about in the first one, that Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid are the ones that are responsible for injecting 2 million to 2.5 million more people into this country every year, who are taking up money, taking up jobs, taking up housing, and yet we have Black America is unemployed. I think at this point, 1 in 10 men in jail are Black Americans. We also have mothers of unwed mothers, millions of unwed Black mothers who don't even have a high school degree, of course, are all on ADC. And then you have 32.2 million Americans on food stamps, and I don't know what the figures are for the Black population, but as you can imagine, this is serious stuff, and yet Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid just continue on their little path of overwhelming our country with immigrants.
In one of his articles, he reminds us 138,000 are fresh off the boat every 30 days.
Every 30 days.
We're going to go to break here.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Frosty Wooldridge, traveler, health person, I know that you are in great shape physically and you encourage others to be the same. Author, teacher, his latest book, America on the Brink, and let's see, on one of the first pages you say, today in Congress and the White House, Pelosi and Reid, you witness a complete abrogation of common sense, action for the common good, and visionary engagement toward the future. Every American should stand tall for that vision of America's future. And Frosty does that. Frosty, final words are yours, and we'll do this again real soon. Good luck to all that you're doing. And you were talking about health and everybody's responsibility to watch what they eat and what they drink. So maybe that's a good tone to go to the top on, because I thought that's as important as any message that you could give.
Well, truly, I've obviously I'm 62 years old, and just last year I competed against Lance Armstrong in the Leadville 100. I maintain a 6'2", 185-pound frame. I've always maintained that health is your most important part of your life, and I still get to play like a 21-year-old because I have maintained it, and I would highly recommend that Americans, because there's over 180 million of us that are quite overweight or obese, are suffering the consequences, whether it's the cancers or whether it's the other diseases, heart attacks and so forth, that are killing us so fast. We start taking better care of ourselves, and nutrition is the most important thing. And hopefully Americans understand that, because we're losing people left and right at the age of 40, the age of 50, the age of 60, when you could be living into your 70s and 80s. And it all gets down to what you put in your mouth. And the closer you are to the earth, and the closer you are to organic gardening, and the closer you are to eating everything that's normal and natural, rather than out of a box or out of a tin or out of a can or out of some cellophane or out of a, you know, any kind of processing, then your body is much, much better off. And that's one of my personal concerns, and that's why thus far I've maintained a great deal of nutrition and health. And then beyond that, participation in your community, participation in your governmental forms and so forth. And I would say that I'm going to be on rinse tonight, but I get on a lot of radio shows, and my book, if you want to get a copy, it's 1-888-280-7715, and or it's in Barnes & Noble now. It has been since June. It's on Amazon. And the key is, this book needs to be read and acted upon, not only at the local level, but the state and national level. We are in for the fight of our lives if we allow this path of adding 138 million legal immigrants every 30 days into this country, along with another 100,000 illegally into this country every 30 days, because it's going to impact us in ways that Americans just can't comprehend right now. But my book explains it point by point, chapter by chapter. It's very interesting reading. So hopefully that's what counts, and we'll get back and do this again, Barbara Jean.
Okay, it is so serious. We have to have light hearts and find joy, and certainly Frosty is someone that puts it all together, and he does and is an example of what he writes and speaks. Are you going on any long rides on your bicycle this summer?
Well, yes, actually, just a weekend ago I did what is called the quadruple bypass, and it's a four passes over 10,000 feet. It's a 100-mile loop, and of course I just spent a fantastic 2 days doing that. And of course I then a week ago I climbed a 14,000-foot peak, so I keep pretty active, and I've got a
thank
several
you
triathlons.
Thank you so much. I always love to talk to you, so we'll go
thank
to the
you,
top
dear.
You've been listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Thank you very much.